Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Your timing is exquisite. You have arrived when we are beginning hour number two with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. Great to have you here, 7 after 4. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and take part in the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. And my email remains very simply bob@1063word.com. Couple of pretty big things are happening. One nearby in the Tar Heel State in North Carolina later this week. And I'm joined this afternoon by Blair Ellis, who is the Deputy Press Secretary for the RNC. Blair, welcome. I appreciate your interrupting your web time on Amazon Prime Day to join us here.
Oh, great to be with you. And unfortunately, I have not even had time today to check out all the good steals and deals on Amazon.com. Yeah. I feel very behind.
Yeah, I know. We're way behind the power curve on this, Blair.
That's exactly right. Hopefully I'll get some time tonight, though, after work.
There you go. Because it actually is 2 days this time. So it's today and tomorrow. We still got time. Blair, let me ask you, this Women for Trump coalition sounds sort of counterintuitive, because we consistently hear from the media and from Pelosi and from the Mensa squad of AOC and her ilk that President Trump doesn't like women. And yet, there are enough women out there who are forming a coalition for President Trump. This is stunning news.
That's right, but nothing is surprising anymore when Democrats try and paint everything as, you know, Trump is against everybody. That's always what Democrats are trying to put out there. But we know the reality, and the reality speaks for itself. We know that President Trump has made promises, and he's kept those promises. Unemployment for women is at its lowest level in over 65 years, and we've got nearly 3.1 million new jobs that have been added for women since January of 2017. Those numbers are astounding, and they blow expectations out of the water. They certainly blow the predecessors before Mr. Trump out of the water. He has really set a new bar, and it has reached new record level highs for supporting, encouraging, and uplifting women across this country.
Yeah, and you know, you look at what's going on with the stock market, where they cracked a 27,000 mark the end of last week, and everybody's 401k. is going to be the beneficiary of that, no matter what your gender is.
Oh, totally. I mean, he's somebody that's truly working for every American. But to the extent that this economy is definitely one that's working for women, and it's one that speaks for itself. He's prioritized empowering women around this world. He's directed more than $200 million a year towards technology education grants for women, for minorities, to really prioritize education and STEM careers, science, technology, education, math. And we've seen him do a lot of other things too. You know, in his landmark tax cut, he increased the child tax credit by 100%, ensuring that more money can go back into the pockets of hardworking moms. I mean, these programs are critically important to families, to parents, to low-income workers as well, who can't afford school expenses or juggle work, school, and caring for their children. So, I mean, I could go on and on, but the reality is that this president is somebody that stood for women time and time again. He continues to do so, and this coalition is just one example of hundreds of women that will gather together and talk and tout just what President Trump's record has meant for women across this country.
What are the details on this coalition, Blair?
Sure. So look forward to it launching tomorrow in Pennsylvania around 10:30 in the morning. And it's going to be an awesome event. We're going to have some confirmed participants so far include Laura Trump, Mrs. McDaniel, Ronna McDaniel, who's the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee.
Right.
You're going to see Kayleigh McEnany, who's the spokeswoman of the Trump campaign, Katrina Pearson, Mercedes Schlapp, Brad Parscale. It's going to be a really awesome event taking place at the Valley Forge Casino Resort, but it's really going to be kind of a rallying effort. It's a coalition dedicated to recruiting and activating women in support of President Trump. And it's going to be an opportunity for everybody to really hear firsthand just what President Trump has done for women and particularly how it's benefited women in the state of Pennsylvania.
Is this going to have some web support as well?
Oh, absolutely. I'm willing to bet you could check us out on GOP.com, the Trump campaign. This is their formal coalition launch. You should definitely check out their website as well, DonaldJTrump.com. This is going to be a heavy presence on social media as well. Laura Trump is somebody who is so fun to watch on Instagram, so I would definitely recommend that you follow her on Instagram. But it'll be an exciting event, and I think it's just, again, another way that we can show that these, you know, silly talking points that Democrats push, which is all about, you know, divisive and obstruction and resistance, it holds no merit. It holds no weight when you actually look at the record of what Mr. Trump has accomplished for women.
Now, coming up later this week, and we're talking with Blair Ellis. Blair is the deputy press secretary for the RNC. A rally in our neighboring state in North Carolina. Can you share the details about that, Blair?
Sure can. So he is going to be, Mr. Trump is going to be in Greenville, North Carolina on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Williams Arena. This is the 26th rally that Mr. Trump has held in North Carolina, the second rally at that in Greenville since he first really began his race for the presidency in June of 2015. I think that speaks to the fact that he's had 26 rallies in a single state. That's definitely not his record-breaking number either, but it speaks to the fact that this is a president that really cares about being out on the road. He's somebody that wants to be in as many states, directly communicating, interfacing with the American people. That is where he gets his energy. That is where he gets his enthusiasm. And there's nobody better at rallying our base and bringing people together and within the Republican Party than President Trump.
And it wouldn't surprise me at all if people from South Carolina do not travel to the other Greenville, as we refer to it, Greenville, North Carolina, to be there, because we saw with the Florida kickoff rally for the 2020 campaign, people coming from not just neighboring states, people coming from all over to be a part of that historic event whenever the president is in a reasonable area that can be reached, you know, with a day's drive or so.
Totally.
Yeah. You know, people just they plan around it.
Absolutely, they do, and it's for good reason. I think that it's not every day that you've got a president in the White House that truly finds value in communicating directly with the people who put him there, and Trump does. That is absolutely where he gets his enthusiasm, his energy. That's where he kind of gets the lifeblood that keeps him going is from interfacing, talking, communicating, and being with people at these rallies, being with supporters at these rallies, and the fact that, you know, we've got such an awesome one lined up, teed up this Wednesday in Greenville, North Carolina. We hope that there will be some folks from our neighbors in South Carolina that will venture their way up. The doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets are available online at DonaldJTrump.com for general admission. So we'd love to see as many people from North and South Carolina and surrounding states as well that we can on that Wednesday rally in Greenville.
Do you know what the population of the arena or the occupancy, I should say, of the arena is that the president will be speaking at, Blair?
I don't. That is not a fact I have in front of me, but I can assure you it will be one that will be filled to the brim.
Yeah,
If we've seen, we know for sure that this is somebody, and we saw kind of really on full display in Florida, which you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
The fact that there were people that were lining up 48 hours in advance, and I mean, those people in Florida sat through some humidity, but they also sat through storms. They sat through the night. They slept through the night in tents, and so we know that there's going to be just as much of a excitement and enthusiasm around this rally is there one for the one in Florida, and I know that there will be people who hope we want everyone to get in, but
sure.
But we know that seating is limited, and so we know not everyone can get in. But my best advice to everybody is get there as early as you possibly can and reserve your spot, because it will not be something that you want to miss.
Gotcha. Oh, and my producer Miss Moneypenny tells me that she did a little quick research. Williams Arena capacity is 8,000 people. So I'm sure there'll probably be at least that many more outside, but it's going to be a big event. I saw something over the weekend, Blair, that was really touching. It was a picture I had not seen before, and somebody sent it along to me. It was at one of President Trump's events, one of his rallies. I don't know where, but there was a gentleman in the audience who was a veteran, and he had lost both of his arms, and he has artificial arms. And so obviously, you know, President Trump recognizing that a handshake would not carry the same level of human emotion that it would for somebody who has artificial appendages. The president had reached out and he was touching this young man on his face to be able to have that human contact. And I thought, boy, you know, if I wish that everybody in America could see that picture and recognize what it says about the humanity of this president.
Truly. And he's somebody, you know, truly speaking in terms of, too, just his support, his endearment, his appreciation for members of our military. It remains a enormous priority for the president. And I also think that's a big reason that he's chosen North Carolina and the Greenville area in particular to host this rally at. North Carolina is one of the largest military populations in the nation.
Yep.
And he is eager to talk directly to the military men and women who have made this country the greatest on earth. And so I think that there is absolutely reasoning for why he chose North Carolina. And it's simply so that he can spend time before our veterans and our active duty members of our military. And I look forward to kind of seeing hopefully more of those moments unfold over the course of the next couple of days and into the next year as these rallies continue.
Yeah, really touching. What do you hear on the jungle drums, Blair? Is there any plans for South Carolina for the president down the road?
You know, I sure do wish I had the inside scoop because, man, oh, man, would I love to go visit some friends and family down in South Carolina. But I don't yet know. I don't yet know where his next steps are going to be, his next path. But you better believe that South Carolina is obviously a priority for the president for many reasons, but because it is an early voting state as well.
Sure.
And so I'm sure that he'll be making an appearance in South Carolina before too long.
Well, President Trump was kind enough to join me in the studio last time around, right after, on the Monday after the South Carolina GOP primary. And he certainly is welcome in our studio anytime he wants to set aside some time to join us. We look forward to it.
No, of course. Well, I'm happy to pass that along to his team.
Excellent. Appreciate that, Blair. Blair Ellis is the Deputy National Press Secretary for the RNC. You guys are doing yeoman-like work, Blair, and I know that you are seeing, when you all go on the road, the energy that's exhibited by the base from the turnouts at these events. And I know that the one in Greenville, North Carolina, later this week will be huge as well. Thanks a lot for your time, Blair. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on. Thank you.
You bet. Good to have you here. 18 after 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bob McClain.
Great to have you along. 4:23 here on the Bobby Mack Show. My thanks to Blair Ellis from joining us. Bobby, she's a reasonable-sounding Republican. Any contact info? Yes. You can reach Blair on Twitter, twitter.com/BlairEllis, BlairEllis. Bobby, weren't you the one who removed Trump's picture from Facebook when he first said something controversial? Yeah, when they had that audio recording about grabbing women, and then we put it to a vote with the audience, and they voted to restore the picture of President Trump and myself in the studio to our Facebook page. Bob, touching that soldier's face is nothing compared to where Joe Biden has touched lots of women. Bobby, Trump really, Trump cares. He really does. Why else would he subject himself to all of this crap? There's no explanation. He doesn't need any of this. No, it's true enough. I mean, you know, he was sitting back, happy, billionaire, great family, great life. And now here he is being attacked every, you know, it's funny, you know, the whole business of Trump is a racist. There's all kinds of pictures on the internet. You can look them up. The Reverend Jesse Jackson and Brother Al, Reverend Al Sharpton, presenting Donald Trump with NAACP awards when he was, you know, businessman in New York. Bob, I just tuned in. When and how info on this rally in Greenville, North Carolina, later in the week? Trump.com? Isn't that right, Moneypenny? Isn't that the website? Trump.com. That what Blair said? Well, give it to you. Give you the precise one coming up. Bobby, AOC needs to go back to bartending. I bet she could make one heck of a Bloody Mary. I bet she could. She's still trying to figure out, though, how water can turn into ice. You know, this science is just hard to understand. Hey, Bobby, where was all the Democrat outrage and cries of racism when Obama called white Americans bitter clingers? Or the criticism when Hillary referred to us as deplorables? Well, of course, you know, it's merely another example of the world-famous double standard. Bobby, it's easy if you come here from somewhere else and you don't like the USA, then please, by all means, go back to the country you came from and change it to your liking. God bless the USA. Bobby, afternoon. I can't see wasting my time trying to think up a name for those four, but it is another beautiful day in Greer. There you go. Bob, why just call them the squad? They are the SOCOM squad, short for Socialist Communist Squad. True enough. Bobby, how about this is a new name for the squad, the FUBAR 4. That's not bad. Bobby, when I was 8, I found a T-shirt at Houghton Lake, Michigan, claiming the mosquito was the Michigan State bird. Picture was as big as the shirt. I hated outgrowing it. You know where else they have world-class mosquitoes? Minnesota. Yeah, they got world-class mosquitoes up there. Bob, Dan Rather is the main one who got us involved in Somalia, started whining. Then the other news anchors did as well. Next thing you know, Black Hawk down. Right. Bob, isn't it funny? The Dow cracks 27,000, but if it drops 5 points, we hear about it for days. Bobby, Trump is so smart and strategic, siding with Pelosi against the arrogant four. Trump haters will abandon Pelosi and stick with the crazies, breaking down the party one tweet at a time. Hey, Bob, Omar's district, her congressional district, has the highest rate of jihadist recruitment in America. Coincidence? I think not.
I've got your information, Bobby.
Oh, good. About the website?
Right. It's DonaldJTrump.com.
That's it.
Trump.com is his business one.
Oh, gotcha. Right. So DonaldJTrump.com.
And as soon as you go to it, the main homepage says Join President Trump in Greenville, North Carolina. Get your free tickets.
There you go. And as Moneypenny researched, Williams Arena occupancy is 8,000 people. So, now, Bobby, the squad is what my stepdaughter and her mean little friends called themselves in high school. Bobby, I heard about those Floridians also. Earlier text message said some people on a plane flight back from Florida were mentioning WORD and the show. I heard those Floridians also. They were asking why someone named Jim Bohannon was hosting the Bobby Mack Show. no comment. 4:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go, bringing you up to speed in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. As I jokingly mentioned with Blair Ellis from the RNC, today and tomorrow, Amazon Prime Days, plural, which deals and items should you avoid? The experts will tell us next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ah, yes. The Monday, can't trust that day edition of the Bobby Mack Show. Go back to the phones here momentarily. First of all, as I mentioned before we went to the break for the news with Annie, highly anticipated Amazon Prime Day, actually plural this time around, today and tomorrow. The volume of deals may be overwhelming, so experts advise consumers to not act on impulse. Yeah, good luck with that. And wait for that good deal to make sure you're saving the money that you think you may be saving. Another tip, have a plan. Figure out ahead of time what you need before buying. In other words, resist the impulse stuff. While Amazon has remained mum on specific deals that'll take place on the largest shopping event for Prime members, there are some items and deals to avoid, experts advised. Talking to Fox Business, when it comes to TV sets, for instance, a 2019 model television may be on sale, but consider choosing a TV set from 2018 in order to score a really great deal, according to the analysts at Wire Cutters. The site noted the best deals for TVs are usually offered on Black Friday. Items from a third-party seller. Many lightning deals offered on Prime Day are from third-party sellers. However, consumers should be wary of some third-party sellers who may boost an item's price to take advantage of the shopping event. Kristen Cook, managing editor of BinsBargains.com, told Fox News Market Watch that consumers should double-check the price with a tool such as the Traktor, T-R-A-C-K-T-O-R, that looks up how much the item is usually costs as compared to the sale price. Need a new laptop? Skip it on Prime Day, the experts say. The best laptop deals usually offered when back-to-school sales are going on, according to U.S. News and World Report. Meanwhile, experts said to hold off on buying a video game console, wait for Black Friday or Cyber Monday, and buy it then. During the holiday season shopping, many stores offer a game or a gift card with the console, so you get an added bonus to the product. Toys. Avoid buying toys for your child or grandchild on Prime Day. The best toy deals are given weeks just before Christmas, when most are in stock and on sale. And finally, bundled deals. Sure, a bundle deal may appear great, but look closer. Do you need everything that is in that bundle, or just one thing? And if you buy the bundle, are you going to use everything in it? Wire cutter analysts said a consumer should not just be blinded by a bundle deal, but take a look at what you're buying and if they will use all the items. And if not, bundling is something you also should say no to. So there's a few tips for Amazon Prime Day. To the phones we go. Let's head to my stomping grounds of Taylor's and bring in Michael here on the Monday Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Mike, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob, there for a second when you said double-check the price of the tool, I thought I was supposed to ask my brother.
No, not in this instance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Go right ahead, Mike.
As far as the squad and potential names.
Yes.
Here's what I'm thinking. The Kooky Quartet.
Yeah, that'll work. May not be insulting enough, but
it fits them.
Yeah, it does.
Also, Trump should be careful when he says go back where you came from, because I have experience with that.
Really?
Yes, back when I was much younger and more outspoken, if you can imagine that grading curve. The first Barnes & Noble in Greenville opened on Haywood Road.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I was out there with some friends that weekend. The place was pretty packed, and I had just moved here from up north, so I stupidly said, "Who knew this many locals read?"
Oh, jeez.
And this dude comes up to me, this redneck fella,
right?
He had a beard like he should be playing for ZZ Top, and he says, "You don't like it here? Go back where you came from."
Right.
And I looked at him dead serious, didn't crack a smile or anything, and I said, "Do you mean North Greer?" And he just looked very confused and wandered off, and that was the end of that.
Gotcha.
But my point is, you never know what you're in for when you say, go back
where you came from. I gotcha. Yeah. Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it. Good to have you here. 17 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Bobby, Tim Scott has finally confirmed to me he is a racist. All he does is whine like the Democrats. I swear, I believe he's a liberal. Yeah, I'm not a big fan. Bobby, just to add to that last text, it looks like that investigative reporter was the third to die this year. Oh, okay, let me go back and find the other text. Yeah, here we go. Bobby, a former producer for Ground Zero, that's a show we carry late at night here, was investigating a human trafficking ring. She was found dead last week. Very disturbing story. And then to add to that last text, it looks as if that investigative reporter was the third to die this year while investigating this ring. No such thing as coincidence. These are heavy hitters. Yeah. They are. The people running these, you know, there's huge amounts of dollars at stake. Also on the text line, Bobby, AOC and company should be called the House Harpies, or possibly more accurately, the four horse face of the apocalypse. Gotcha. Bobby, I'm tired of Tim Scott's double standard. How is it racist for Trump to call out the women of color when they call themselves women of color? Their rhetoric is what is racist. Bobby, worse biting insects, no-see-ums. USMC Paris Island Boot Camp. Gotcha. Bob, every time one of these liberals speaks, they create another 100 Trump voters. Yeah, and they don't even know it. Yeah. I hope the media keeps AOC and Tlaib and the rest of them front and center. Keep them right out front all the way to November of 2020. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mac Show. When we come back on the other side, the Trump administration announcing a sweeping new policy tightening restrictions for asylum seekers. This will set off Pelosi and the Mensa squad. Be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Work, 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 work.
You are absolutely right, Governor LePetitmaine. We do nothing but slave away for 4 hours each weekday over a hot microphone, computer terminal, and bank of phones. And, of course, you are part of the aggregation here as well, there on your end of the speaker. 9 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Bobby, mosquitoes on Ocracoke Island, North Carolina, have a white spot on their head the size of a dime. I think some of these may be a little overblown, but you get the idea. Bob, the Panther Stadium would be full to the rim if they hosted a Trump rally. Then the liberal billionaire and Cam Newton could clean up and donate money for their new road. Yeah, Cam might even be able to buy him a new hat. Who knows? So the president sure to tick off Pelosi and all the other governors and mayors across the country who are busy saying they're not going to allow ICE to operate in their neighborhoods will be ticked off at this. The Trump administration today announcing a sweeping new policy tightening restrictions for asylum seekers in a move that could drastically reduce the number of Central American migrants eligible to enter the United States in this way. The new rule published in the Federal Register would require most migrants, that is illegals, entering through America's southern border to first seek asylum in one of the countries they traversed, whether in Mexico, in Central America, or elsewhere on their journey. In most cases, only if that application is denied would they then be able to seek asylum in the U.S. Ultimately, today's action will reduce the overwhelming burdens on our domestic system caused by asylum seekers failing to seek urgent protection in the first available country. Economic migrants lacking a legitimate fear of persecution, and the transnational criminal organizations, human traffickers, and smugglers exploiting our system for profits, said Homeland Security Acting Secretary Kevin McAleenan in a statement describing the targeted changes as critical. Sure to ignite a new firestorm over the administration's immigration approach, the new policy follows the Trump administration's migrant protection protocols, commonly referred to as the Remain in Mexico policy. Under that policy, asylum seekers were often told to go back to Mexico to await hearings rather than to be allowed to remain in the U.S. Democrats railed against that policy, with 2020 also ran Beto O'Dork calling it inhumane. Right. The latest change is meant to crack down on asylum seekers seeking to come to the U.S. more for economic reasons than to escape persecution in their home countries. Of course, we understand that. They're exploiting a loophole. The new policy does include a couple of other exceptions, mainly for certain victims of human trafficking, the Attorney General Bill Barr saying in a statement that the change would curb forum shopping by economic migrants and those who seek to exploit our asylum system to obtain entry to the U.S. while ensuring that no one is removed from the United States who is more likely than not to be tortured or persecuted on account of a protected ground. So, there we go. Meantime, the anti-ICE protests continued over the weekend. You probably heard about some of these. Authorities in Colorado restored an American flag to its place Friday evening after protesters demonstrating outside a U.S. ICE facility pulled down the Star-Spangled Banner and flew the flag of Mexico in its place. Very patriotic. The protesters also removed a Blue Lives Matter flag honoring law enforcement, spray-painted it with the words "Abolish ICE," then raised the flag upside down on a pole next to the Mexican flag. Hundreds of protesters had gathered in Aurora, Colorado, outside the federal facility that holds illegals, to protest ICE raids scheduled to begin Sunday in Denver and other major U.S. cities. The police chief in Aurora, Nick Metz, said the majority of protesters remained peaceful, and some even thanked officers for their efforts while they were busy putting up the flag of another country. Real nice. A couple of minutes before news time, I think we have time to slip in today's good news story.
Time to feel good. It's Bobby Mack's good news.
Yep, our good news story. Speaking of law enforcement, this is a really nice story. A police officer here in South Carolina pulled over a woman for speeding last month and discovered when he did, she was rushing her 12-day-old baby to the hospital. The baby had stopped breathing after drinking a bottle, so he did first aid and saved the baby's life. His body cam footage was released last week, and he received a medal.
Hey, what's your baby's name?
Riley. She's a week and a half.
Is there anything in her mouth?
No.
Oh, come on, baby. Cry for me. Come on, open those eyes, sweetheart. There you go. As long as she's crying like that, she's breathing. Okay. Come on, baby. Come on. Yeah, her lips are a little blue. I'm worried about her circulation. I'm going to massage her. I'm worried about her because it looks like she's going in and out.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. There you go. She's breathing. I'm worried about her because she starts breathing and then she stops. And then starts and then stops. There you go. Her chest is moving. John, she's breathing. She's got a pulse. There you go. I didn't feel a heartbeat earlier, so I started massaging her heart, and now I feel it's real strong now.
Yeah, those police officers, you know, they just engage in brutality all the time when they're not saving the life of a baby. Hour number three, the 5 o'clock Follies, is on the way next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.